Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat. And open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wave listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show the same way by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, tuning into The Bar, and sharing The Bar. I'm so grateful. And first, man, I want to say, man, I want to just take time to thank the faithful Bar listeners. I know you guys have been rocking with me for a while. We're in the sixth year, and I'm just super excited about that. And I want to make sure I express my gratitude for that, because I don't take it lightly. So anyway, I always bring you an awesome guest. And this week, got to connect with this young man via email, and super excited to bring him on and talk about what he got going on. Mr. Jonathan, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Really nice to be with
sir.
You.
Yeah, see, as you can tell, Jonathan is from North Carolina because of his accent. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm new to America. I'm still learning the language, so I hope.
I love it. So, Jonathan, man, those that might not know who you are, man, I'm going to just go ahead and let you introduce yourself and then tell why we're here. Like, what's the purpose of this interview?
Yeah, so my name is Jonathan. I'm from England originally, but I live in Chicago now. People often say to me, why did you live in Chicago? And I normally reply, yeah, why do I live in Chicago? Today's like the first sunny day in about 10 months. But anyway, so I work for a ministry called 10ofthose.com. We moved to the States nearly 3 years ago as part of that ministry. It's a ministry that began in the UK 15 years ago now. And it was something that grew out of just a hobby in my bedroom, and as one of the better things to have grown out of my bedroom. So that's what I've been doing. I've a wife and two kids, and we're in Illinois and trying to learn the language.
I got you. So I'm just letting you know, we have a state called Florida and Georgia and, just so you know.
Don't worry, I'm on Zillow every other day thinking, where could we move?
I got you, man. So you mentioned something that started out of your bedroom, and I love that. I love the genesis. I love to hear like how things started and what inspired it, man. So let's do that. Let's kind of go back and how did this whole thing come about?
So I was a youth pastor in Northern Ireland, and just aware that there are so many books out there. How do you know what's good? How do you know what's not great? And how do you know actually what's going to do some spiritual harm? Because there's plenty of books out there that actually are going to take you away from God's word, that aren't focused on Christ, and can do you a lot of damage. Even if it was just to knock you off course 1 degree now, 20 years down the line, you can be way off. So I wanted to start really kind of focusing on books that I knew, that I'd read, that I knew made much of Jesus. And so I thought, well, as a little hobby at the weekend, why don't I buy some in and then I'll sell them in tens? And that's where our name 10 of those comes from, 10ofthose.com. You had to buy 10 at the start. Now you can buy any number, but the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. And I started with 3 books. I bought 1,000 of each. And I knew that come the end of the month, I would have had to have sold them all because my credit card was due, and that was my line of credit. So I bought 1,000 of each and sold them in tens. And at the end of the first week, they'd all gone. And nice. So that was really the start. People then said, oh, could you get his other books, or could you help me with this Bible or whatever? And so the 10 of those kind of hobby grew, and we started selling other books in tens. And kind of 8 to 10 months later, my pastor at the time took me to one side and said, you just can't have any more pallets of books delivered to the church. You need to decide what you're going to do. I left being a youth pastor after my sort of 3 years, and then really went full time into 10 of those. And that was 15 years ago. And just slowly but surely built up a range of what we sell: kids books, commentaries, Bibles, Christian life, all these sorts of things. But each one has been road tested. It's a curated bookstore so that you can shop with confidence, knowing, okay, even if I don't know this book or don't know the author, I know that it's been handpicked, holds the Bible, and will make much of Jesus. And then we discount everything that we sell because we want more to go out. I come from a part of England where we're known for not wanting to spend much money. And so we discount everything that we sell so that more can go out. So that's the purpose. And then with our profits, we work out what we have made a profit each year. And then we dedicate that to putting into places that otherwise couldn't afford those resources,
mm-hmm.
whether it's overseas or for evangelistic work where it's just going to be given away. We like to say that instead of using our profits to put our own into space, we use our profits to put resources on the mission field. So we
love
like
it. Little,
poor old Jeff, he gets a hard time from us, but we're about getting resources out, not rockets into space.
So. I love it, man. I love it. So I don't know if your assistant told you, you know, anytime you come on a podcast, you got to like send books. So, you know, I want you to pick 10, send them my way. You know, we'll go.
Absolutely. Let's get the biggest, heaviest, most expensive and get them to you. Right. You send me your address, I'll send you some of my favorites. Okay, how about that?
I love it, man. I love it. So, And I love everything you said about, you know, making it a safe place, because that's actually was my vision for my podcast network, because there's so many podcasts out there. And I wanted to create a network where people saw the Bar Podcast Network. They're like, OK, they are sound biblically. You know, they you know, it, I don't know everything about, you know, every single one of the podcasts, but they're, you know, I love that, man, because that's important to help people with that, because like you said, there's so much false teaching and things that put you off. And so as far as, you know, because you're coming across so many books, man, and I kind of mentioned, you know, a 10, what would be your go-to to send? You know, you mentioned, what was it, 3 books? What were those 3 books? Let's start there and then about some go-to.
The first 3 were by an English guy called Vaughan Roberts. You might know his book, God's Big Picture, which is kind of an overview of. So, yeah, there were 3 by him: Distinctives, True Worship, and Turning Points. They were the first 3. In terms of go-to, like, there are different books for different seasons. So, you know, there are some books that stand out from a particular time of your life, or it kind of helps you with a particular doctrine. Personally, I think every Christian should be reading biography. There is so much to learn, to see what God does with a life that's dedicated to him, and to see good doctrine lived out day to day. Never forget reading the biography of the Ten Boom family, The Hiding Place. And there's the story of Corrie and Betsy, and they, in the Second World War in Holland, protected Jews from the Nazis. They were captured, taken to a concentration camp. And Corrie turns to Betsy and says, I just cannot go on. And Betsy turns back with this great line of teaching. And she said, Corrie, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Wow. Now, that sort of theology, you can get in a biography and see it lived out. And I like to then hold on to those, or, you know, hang your hat on that hook of good theology. And biography can teach that in a way that sometimes a textbook can't. So I love biography. Evidence Not Seen by Darlene Dibler-Rose, A Man in Christ, the biography by Roger Steer of Hudson Taylor. That's a great one. Multiple biographies like that. Very, very good. One that I've read recently is called Counting the Cost. It's the story of 4 missionaries in the Niger Delta. wow, that is powerful stuff. But again, a theology like the authority of Scripture or the sovereignty of God, that is all lived out in this, in this story. So, yeah, I go to biography quickly, but I also think small books can do a great deal of good. I like small books. I'm dyslexic, so it's funny that I'm in this job because I find reading really hard work, but God must have a sense of humor to put me here. But small books are good for a couple of reasons. One, when people say, how many books have you read this year? You can say, oh, I've read 8 or 9. They don't need to know.
They don't need to know. I love it.
But also, small books can just be a great starter, a sort of primer on doctrine and Christian life. A book that totally changed my Christian life by Tim Keller, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. It's 48 pages long. It's large print. The font is big. And yeah, what teaching is packed into that? I think that's great. Also one by Michael Reeves. I don't know if you know that name. He's written Delighting in the Trinity and recently Gospel People. He's written a little one called Enjoy Your Prayer Life, looking at prayer not as a duty or a list to go through, but a wonderful relationship with Father God that actually transforms then how we pray. So a good little one like that. But I think big books as well, whether it be long or reference, one of my favorite reference books, and I think I'd almost go to say, if I could only have one book outside of the Bible, I'd want to get this one. It's by a lady called Henrietta Mears. She mentored Dawson Trotman and Billy Graham, Dawson Trotman of the Navigators, of course. And it's called What the Bible is All About. And in it, she goes through every book of the Bible and says, okay, who are the main characters? Where did it happen? When did it happen? What is the plot line of the story? What is the original author's intent of the book? Then how does it all fit together and how does it point to Jesus? It is an amazing reference book, What the Bible's All About by Henrietta Mears. If you can't afford that book and you promise to read some of it, write to us at 10ofthose.com and I will send you a free copy. That is a gem of a book. So there's some of my favorites to get
started. I love it, bro. Especially the small book tip, I got to take that because I love books. I mean, I have plenty, but reading doesn't come easy to me either. I've never been diagnosed with with that, but you know, it's just the way I am. I'm an audio learner. I can listen, you know, and retain. Yeah. I struggle with reading, but I love to have books. You know, and I love people to send me books.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love it when I don't have to pay for them as well. It's really good. But on that, just even reading a chapter or two from a book can be a great blessing. Now, we've got to work hard. I think it's John Piper who says raking is easy, but it's digging that finds gold. And we've got to work hard.
Right.
But equally, we shouldn't be a slave to books. If we read a chapter or two and think we've got the message, we can move on to the next one. That's okay.
You're freeing me up today, brother. I'll tell you that. You're helping me out big time.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So we talked about the Genesis. We kind of talked about the heart and mind behind it. Where is it now and where do you see it going? Like what are some things you want to see happen with 10 of those?
Well, God's been very good to us. We started in 2008 as a hobby, and that's just when the sort of world financial crash was happening. And yet we grew rapidly. And year on year, we've been able to send out more books than we have the previous year. 3 years ago, we began in the States. We arrived in the August. And by the March, COVID happened. So we were providing event bookstores for hundreds of places. And then, you know, in a moment, that all stopped. And yet God has been very good to us in getting books out. So we now provide pop-up bookstores for conferences. So some of your listeners might know things like Together for the Gospel, T4G. We've just come back from providing the bookstore there. Acts 29, the Getty Sing Conference, the Gospel Coalition, places like this. We're the bookstore provider for them. Smaller things as well, whether it be workshops or visiting a church. We'll come to a church on a Sunday, provide a pop-up bookstore where we might bring 10, 12, 20 tables and bring a store to enthuse people about buying books. And we'll often say, look, if you can't afford it, but you promise to read it, take it, and we'll overcharge another church and it'll all balance out. Well, that's what we do. And you know, we ship out about 3 million books a year now. And I'd love to see that grow. Could we make it 4 million books? Not because we're trying to build a kingdom or a name for 10 of those, but our view is each of these books, each of these resources, they're a little seed, little gospel mm-hmm. seed. And we want to get as many out as possible, hoping that some will fall on good soil. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord might just water and produce fruit from it. That's what we're after. But a massive burden on our heart is how can we reach the millions of people around the world who can read but don't yet love Jesus? Mm-hmm. How is it that we could have a gospel seed land in their life, and they might just read something of him, discover who he is, what he's done for them, and put their trust in Jesus? So a huge emphasis, both in terms of how we spend our time, but also our money and our effort, is to see how we might be able to get gospel resources out in a big way. And so we sell them for $1 or $2 or $3 with the idea that more could go out. I'm exclusive here. We are working currently with a fast food chain who give away a book with their kids' meal. And we've challenged them, look, you give away these books. What about at Christmas giving away a book that is going to point your customers to the real meaning of Christmas, the true story. And you do millions of these meals, we promise giving a book that explains the Christmas message, we will do it so it costs you no more money than your current book. And, well, if your listeners might love to pray that that just might happen. Mm-hmm. That could be millions of gospel seeds going into homes. And not just reaching the kids, but when they say to their parents, hey, would you read this to me? Then the whole family might just hear the gospel. We're really burdened that people without Jesus are going to hell. And so how is it that we can do all we can to say, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And maybe through these books, that might just happen.
Amazing. I love it. I love it, man. Bar listeners, make sure we pray for that, man, that opportunity. Definitely want to see that happen for you guys, for sure. Yeah. All right, so right here, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you heard about Reform Scratches podcast? No? Well, you can hear it on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcast, Breaker, Overcast FM, Transformation Radio 12.2, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Whether you're on your way to work, mowing the lawn, or working on the car, you can hear Reformed Scratches Podcast with DJ Mike 5 anywhere, anytime. Creating, serving, glorifying.
All right, we're back in here, my friend Jonathan, man. And this is the side of the podcast where we do my signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. First signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Yeah, so I do quite a bit on the road. I'm like you. I try and listen to some audiobooks. I really like things like, sorry, this isn't a Christian one, but
that's fine. This is the bar, man. Startup, so, anything goes.
Startup. I really like that, of hearing how mm-hmm. business startups happen. How I Built This is another one that I listen mm-hmm. to, just to learn and to grow from how other people do it. There's something in the UK called Desert Island Discs that the BBC do, which is 30 minutes of kind of story and biography, and then people pick 7 discs that's sort of the soundtrack of their life. I think people are fascinating, so love listening to that. And in terms of Christian ones, I've not listened to a load of podcasts, to be honest. My wife listens to a lot of parenting stuff, Risen Motherhood and mm-hmm. Journey Women, things like that. But there'd be, there might, business startup really is sure. what I'm interested
No, I get it. I love Startup. That's one of my favorite. They do a really, really good job and all of that. And yeah, no, I listen to the same. More business or motivational than Christian nowadays. So I get it. All right. Next signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, now my wife would giggle at this question because I've got terrible taste in music. I really do. So a whole mix of stuff. I absolutely, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I love techno trance from the 90s. I absolutely love it. But I tell you what, I dance like a fish out of water. It is terrible. So I'm best if I just keep still, dance in my head, but I love listening to that. But I really love sort of the 80s ballads. I am one messed up guy. Like, do not be friends with me. You'll be classed as a...
You like what you like, man.
There is no explaining it.
That's awesome. All right, so I rearranged my question. This is just for you because this is the last signature bar question. What book or books are you currently reading?
So I've just finished a biography. It's out of print now, so it's not going to help anyone, but I suppose you can get it secondhand. It's called The Beat of a Different Drum. It's the biography of Pauline Hamilton, I think her name was Pauline Hamilton. She was a missionary to China and then Taiwan. Amazing story. I'm just about to start. I got it in the mail yesterday. You Are Not Your Own. And I'm halfway through. I wonder if I've got it here. Here we go. It's called You're Only Human. And boy, Kelly Kaptick is the is the author. I'm finding that really helpful, very thoughtful stuff. And this is probably the curse of my job. I'm through too many, halfway through too many books. Dane Ortlund, who wrote Gentle and Lowly, his latest one is called Surprised by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm on chapter 4 of that, and I basically reread most of it to my wife I mark and underline as I go, and pretty much every line of that is marked. So yeah, there'd be a few. And then for my devotions, I'm reading this one. It's called Sheltering Mercy. They are prayers inspired by the Psalms, written by Michael W. Smith's son, if you know that name, Michael W. Smith.
Yep.
And I just found that very, very helpful. Psalm 27, especially. I've just gone over that several times. So there's a few things that are on my plate. I don't always love what I read either, because in this job, there are some that I just think, nope, not going to sell that. Or even the theology is good, but it's just really badly written. And I wouldn't want somebody to recommend that to me. So it's not always easy.
I got you. Sounds good, bro. Well, listen, thank you again for coming on the show. This has been fun. Glad to meet you. Feel like pleasure. I found a new brother, a new connection. We got to get you down south. We want to, before we leave out, man, give you an opportunity to let everybody know your website, how to connect with you, and any words of encouragement you want to leave before we sign out.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I mean, just love it. And like you say, just feel kindred spirit, really, in what we're about. So, yeah, you can visit our website. It's 10ofthose.com. It's only ever $1 shipping for your whole order. Here's something we can do for people as well. If they text this number, we'll send them a bunch of free ebooks. So if you text 66866 with the word 10, T-E-N, then we'll send you a free ebook every week until the Lord comes. So 66866, the word 10. And was there anything else? How could you pray for us? Please do pray about that evangelistic work that we're trying to do. Wouldn't it be amazing if those seeds could go out like that? So, yeah, appreciate prayer for that. Thank you, brother.
Awesome. Good deal, brother. Thank you again. So much fun. That number, again, it's also going to be in the show notes, is 66866, the word 10. So you can get an ebook till the Lord comes back. So. Awesome. To the Bar listeners, thank you guys for listening to the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday. Also, go to thebarpodcast.com, click that network tab, and check out all the podcasts in the network. Also, we're still selling bar gear. If you want some bar gear, go to bargear.com. Until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.